Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dude, dog, Luginator,
damage.
It's the Lou Gallery on the fan.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. The Jets need to get rid of everybody. 877-337-6666. And when I say everybody, I mean Joe Douglas, Robert Saleh, and Aaron Rodgers. They just have to get rid of this. They have to cut the cord. They need to move on. If you're just getting into your car right now and you're driving home after a long, hard day of work, and you're wondering, Lugie, why are you saying this? Well, earlier this morning, a article came out in The Athletic that didn't exactly paint the Jets situation in a pretty picture. There's a lot of things. We will get into all of them throughout the show. I am on until 8:20. Nets basketball comes your way at that time. Robert Saleh, if you remember, Aaron Rodgers went on McAfee's show, and he talked about there being too many leaks in the organization. There are too many leaks, there are too many rats, there is too much stuff that gets outside this building and makes its way to the press. Well, according to the article, apparently, allegedly, this sent Robert Saleh into a paranoid state where he acted like essentially a high school teacher where he was threatening to take the cell phones of all the coaches. Now, when I was in high school, we had beepers, we didn't have cell phones, but that would be like my math teacher in 10th grade being like, all right, beepers, everybody up in the front here, you got to pay attention to arithmetic, which was boring. So that is what the head coach, Robert Saleh, who is not a head coach, he is a defensive coordinator masquerading around as a head coach. He's not fit for the position. He's not a leader of men. He is not the right guy for the job. The Jets are foolish to be running this back, especially with all the top coaching candidates out there, whether it be Belichick, whether it be Vrabel, whether it be Pete Carroll, whoever. Anything is an upgrade over Robert Saleh. He is not a good head coach. I don't care if he hasn't had good quarterback play. He has done nothing to make this team look competent on offense. Offense, defense, different story. Defense has played well because he's a defensive coordinator, pretending to be a head coach. Joe Douglas, has he really been that great in the draft? Not so much. If you really do a deep dive, he hasn't been that great. Certainly whiffed on Zach Wilson, who will go down once he's off this team as the biggest bust in the history of New York sports. He should be gone. And the Jets parted ways with his right-hand man today. Now, apparently it came out, it was weeks ago, Rex Hogan, who is the right-hand man of Joe Douglas, but reporters came out and clarified that this happened weeks ago, even though the story came out today and it looked a little fishy because a lot of people insinuated or assumed that Rex Hogan was one of the guys that leaked stuff to the media, but it later came out that this was a few weeks ago where they mutually parted ways. The story just came out today. Bottom line is this: loose lips sink ships. There are rats in the building. The Jets are dysfunctional. They need to just get rid of everybody because Aaron Rodgers, the movie, lasted four plays. And if you think that was bad, wait till you see Aaron Rodgers, the sequel. That's right, the sequel, because you're just getting the previews now. These are the previews. And then speaking of previews, I went to the movies for the first time in a few years a couple months ago, and I sat through 40 minutes of previews. 40 minutes. Get to the friggin' movie, all right? I don't need to see 40 minutes of previews, and I don't need to have Nicole Kidman tell me to silence my cell phone. I know to silence my cell phone. Nicole, I love you. I don't need you to tell me that. These are the previews for Aaron Rodgers, the sequel, Aaron Rodgers 2.0, whatever the hell you want to call it, and it's going to end poorly. You know it. I know it. We all know it. Robert Saleh can't coach. Joe Douglas is not a good general manager. Aaron Rodgers is past his prime. He's more trouble than he's worth. Okay, that's step one in this article. The next one is, and this was a Jets coach that said this, and I quote, the Jets are an effing mess. That's someone inside the building. Now, we all know that. I know that. You know that. But you'd like to think that the people inside the building would be like, no, things are great. And he went on to say the coach was like, yeah, things need to change. Of course they need to change. The head coach should be gone. The general manager should be gone. And the quarterback should be gone. Because it's not a good mix. It's not happening. You made a mistake. You don't double down on it. And I don't want to hear, well, you know, forget it. First of all, Aaron Rodgers is the problem. Number one, because he runs the entire operation, because the Jets, the fans, and this is not a shot at you, but it's just reality. You're desperate. You're desperate. Really desperate. You needed a quarterback. You felt like it was the missing piece. And along came Aaron Rodgers, who's a phony, who's a manipulator, who saw a situation, because Aaron Rodgers, not a lot of people were basically knocking down his door. Remember, he wasn't exactly getting a lot of offers from other teams, which is kind of funny considering that he's won multiple MVPs. He's won a Super Bowl. You would think in a league that needs quarterbacks, a lot of the teams, right? There are a lot of quarterback starving franchises. How come those franchises weren't as interested in the Jets? Excuse me, in Aaron Rodgers, and only the Jets were. Do you ever stop to think and realize that maybe they didn't want Aaron Rodgers in their locker room? They didn't want Aaron Rodgers to be the face of their team. They figured he was over the hill, done, shot, and injury prone. And by the way, all those things played out. Then you have Nate Hackett, offensive coordinator Hackett. And I've given you this analogy before, but if you're new to the Lou Gehrig, I'll give it to you again. In the 90s, WCW signed Hulk Hogan, biggest star in wrestling, because they were in a war against WWF at the time, and Hogan was a big star. You take Hogan, and maybe you can flip the script. They were creating WCW Nitro. They were going head-to-head. Okay, I bring that up because when they signed Hulk Hogan, they also had to sign all of his buddies. You got the Nasty Boys. You got Jimmy Hart. You got Brutus the Barber Beefcake, although they call them the Zodiac or whatever the hell they call them. The Booty Man. He had a million names in WCW. Jimmy Hart. You had to bring in all of Hogan's friends. And no disrespect to them, but nobody wanted to see, you know, Earthquake in 1997. So Nate Hackett is essentially, among others, Aaron Rodgers' friends. Alan Lazard, Aaron Rodgers' friends. And the article points out that basically Nate Hackett wasn't able to adjust once Aaron Rodgers went down. Yeah, because he's brought in because he's his boy. He's not a good offensive coordinator. He's just Aaron's buddy, and he's comfortable with him. So when Aaron Rodgers went down, and oh, by the way, what if Aaron Rodgers gets hurt again? Nate Hackett has proven that he can't adjust. He can't figure it out. He couldn't do anything, and I don't even have to say if the report's accurate. We watched. That's not even like alleged or reportedly. We saw that if you watched any Jet game this year, you saw an offensive coordinator, Nate Hackett, who could not adjust, who could not. And now, Zach Wilson doesn't exactly have a lot of strengths, but he didn't play to any of them. And he wasn't able to adjust outside of Aaron Rodgers. And if Aaron Rodgers goes down, again, where does that lead the Jets? That leads them with Aaron Rodgers and friends, Nate Hackett, Alan Lazard. That leaves you with a bad head coach, a bad general manager. And where are you? And then you have to start all over again. You didn't win your Super Bowl. That's where you would be. You have an opportunity here to just be like, you know what? It's just not working. We could see what's coming. The light at the end of the tunnel is an incoming train, right? Like, it's obvious. We all see it. Woody Johnson, I don't know if he sees it, but you'd like to think that somebody could get in Woody's ear and be like, Woody, I mean, this is the state of our organization right now. Our head coach is asking for the cell phones of the other coaches, apparently, reportedly, because he's paranoid. And oh, by the way, that same person, Robert Saleh, is texting Joe Beningo. Okay, so, Coach, I'm sorry, but you're talking to a guy who does a show here weekly on The Fan and is a weekly spot on Evan and Tiki. So you're part of the problem, too. Nice man, probably naive, but still. You're getting mad at other people for texting people, and you're doing the same. I'm sorry. Loose lips sink ships. The Jets are a mess. That's their words, not mine. They're a mess, and something needs to change. That's from a Jets coach inside the building. They need to change. Rodgers gone, Saleh gone, Douglas gone. They all need to be gone. Sorry. You've already wasted enough years of your life watching this team. And now you're going to run it back. The sequel. The first movie sucked. The second, by the way, most sequels do suck. You got a few good ones. Dark Knight, great sequel. Godfather 2, great sequel. There's going to be a few more. I'm sure you'll let me know throughout the show. But most sequels stink, okay? So if the original stinks, What do you expect from the sequel?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.